What's up, everybody? Today is February 18th. It's one of my, it's my youngest son's birthday. And on this birthday, I guess I got a gift of understanding. You know, while in this business, it's weird because, you know, like I've been, again, I've been trying to change my mindset, trying to get to the point where I would shift, you know, because, you know, doing introspection about what I am and what I become in my life over the last 20 years working at a regular job. You know, I've come up with some true facts that now are finally been highlighted and I've been able to acknowledge. And now it's going to be the challenge again to challenge those ideas about myself and what I use as my comfort, right? What I use as my comfort to keep me safe and keep me at a level where I feel like that's me, that's where I belong, that's how I identify myself. And to be honest, it's not something that I'm proud of, not something I feel like I want to be safe with anymore, you know? It's been comforting and it's great to be at this level of my mind and my heart, my support for all the people. And I think that for me, that had always genuinely been something I appreciated to be able to share with my loved ones, you know what I mean? But I mean, at this point, I think wanting to challenge myself and to really try something and try it for real and be successful or not be successful, right? Whatever it is that whatever is going to happen with me with this particular business venture, I think if I give it my all, which I'm going to be honest with you, like out of everything that I've ever done, I've given myself to some things in life where it's been like 100%, but it's never really been a consistent, like always 100%. You know, I've always leaving a threshold like where I'm just going to be okay or I'm just going to be at like 50%. Some days I'll be at like less than that. So to think in terms of that, I want to try to give 100% of my effort to this. And let the chips fall where they may after that, right? So that's where we're at right now. Everything's going good. I got a lot of fees and different things that are coming up that I have to adhere to when it comes to, you know, doing my business outside of working and being with my family and friends. So, you know, like I've come around to this, do I want to do it versus do I not want to do it? I can see myself trying to jockey in a position where it's like, oh, maybe I can't do it, or maybe I don't know if I can make all these payments. But I think I need to change my narrative, which that's what I'm going to do these next couple months, is not make the excuse, try my best at doing it, you know, work with everybody around me, because it's not just me, it's my family, it's everybody around me. So it's like, at this stage right now, we've gone through, you know, the growing pains, and now it's really... right now we're really at the stage where I have to lock down this information, no excuses, handle my business right, and then move forward. And this is where I feel like a lot of people get to this stage and they hit a wall and they just like, okay, I'm either gonna go back to what I used to do because it's so comforting and it makes everybody around me feel comfortable, or I'm gonna push past this, make the adjustments that I need to make, allow my family and all my friends and everybody who's going to choose to move with me moving forward to adjust to what I'm doing and then grow from this, right? And evolve from this. And that's what I want, because I feel alive when I do. I feel stressed more than I ever have, that's for sure. But like, I also feel alive and I feel accomplished and I feel like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. And now that I'm knowing how I am, I think that's the journey I'm going to take. So that's what my decision at this stage is to move forward with it. Whatever I got to do to keep it in my life, until I feel as though that I'm not accomplishing what I need to. And but I'm going to push and just keep the mindset of like, we're going to be successful. We're going to make this thing happen. And we're going to handle this business the right way. And I'm going to keep my mind right. Stick with the right things. Listen to my podcast of all the motivational speaking. Stick with my my team. Make sure I'm checking in with them. And really try to put myself out there in the next couple weeks. In terms of like trying to reach a point where I'm really putting myself out there. Making mistakes and falling on my face, but also just making the adjustment to my life and, you know, changing my narrative of who I want to be. Now that I know, no matter where I go, if I'm successful, then everyone around me will be successful. You know, it's just finding that, the challenge within me that I want to challenge myself with. I think we're there. If you've been here, you've been listening, this is where I'm at so far. So right now we're at a new phase of this, and now it's like put up or shut up kind of phase. And I think I put myself in that situation all the time, because a lot of times I want to pull back and just put it on everyone else to be like, you know what, maybe I should do it for my family, for everyone. And like, no, I know that I want to be challenged. I know that I want to be better. I know that everything that I want to do, I want to be able to share it with people. I want to be able to help people not feel like this. I want to be able to let my kids know that, you know, when you say you're going to do something, you're going to handle it. And matter of fact, you're going to do it with 100% of your effort. And how can I ever tell them to do that when I'm not willing to do that? You know, and I have been throughout my life, but I need to do it now. Moving in towards my retirement, moving in towards the latter part of my life, I want to be happy with my wife. I want to be happy with the decisions I made. I want to look back on my life and be like, yeah, I did do great. And don't get me wrong, I have done some amazing things in my life. And I'm actually a great human being in life, and that's facts. That there's no doubt in that. That I'm facts. You know, I'm not just stroking my own ego. I know that to be true. But for myself, when I look in the mirror, I want to believe it for myself. I know it's a crazy thing to say. That's my own hang up right now. It's just really looking in the mirror and appreciating me for once in my life, I guess. I don't know if it's once in my life. Maybe I was just full of my shit when I was younger. I don't know. But that's where I'm at, people. And if you were able to last this long, how long was this? Where are we at? 8 minutes. If you're here that long, I just wanted to, you know, stop in and just, you know, drop what I was thinking today. I'm here with my son, my wife, and my oldest, and we're out here about to spend some time together. I know after this, I got to take care of a couple of businesses, make sure all my accounts are right, and then it's going to be great. I just want to spend this time with my family and just let them know I love them so much. And let's just keep this thing cracking, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, hopefully everybody's having a great Sunday. And always remember, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. And if you're a loyal listener and you've been listening, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. That's for sure. Take care, y'all.
What's up, everybody? Been a while. Definitely been a while. But it's been a lot of... You know, I've been on an amazing journey so far. It's been kind of wild and interesting. Where do I start? Let's just start with... So, I think the last time I talked to you was coming back from one of my good friend's appointments. We had an appointment up in Pittsburgh. And during that time, I was feeling kind of, you know, like a... rejuvenated, you know. Since that time, it's been kind of like a roller coaster. Not one that I feel like is derailing me, but because I think the last few weeks I've been stretching my vision, right? And here's what the conclusion I came up with is, you know, this is a marathon. You know, some people are able to get into the sprint right out the gates, right? And for me, I really wanted to hit whatever milestones that I needed to hit in the beginning. But unfortunately, if you come in a way where, you know, everybody's just at a different level, or different situations create different obstacles, and the business, you know, my partner, you know, he got into some financial, you know, hardship, so he had to go back to working his full-time job, so, which leaves me and trying to figure out where to go from here. But it's nothing on him, you know, because to me, if you got to do what you got to do, that's all good with me. That's all respect. So I love that dude. I'll never not respect Rick. Rick's a great man. So anyways, long story short, he's doing that, and he's doing our business part-time. I'm part-time, but I'm over here really trying to pull some full-time hours. So here's what happened. So I'm not good at calling at all. At all. And they're always talking about leverage your leaders, you know. So yeah, it's been such a process. And here's one of the processes I've gained over the last couple months. And that's leveraging. One of my trainers, they're like brothers. That's my brother, man. He's like my brother. And she's like my sister. Anyway, her name is Leanne. And then Dondi is the husband. And anyways, me and her had a great, like, teamwork going on, because I would get a list of names, and she would call all the names, right? And it was amazing, because we ended up getting, like, almost 20 appointments from it. Mind you, maybe, like, 6 or 7, like, canceled. But the fact that we were able to generate that much activity was like, man, it rejuvenated me, right? And at the same time as when I was going to Pittsburgh. So what I'm trying to say here, and what I want to share today for you to take away, is where I'm at mentally right now, because I want to share this journey, and I don't want to miss any moments where I really feel like I'm making progress or I'm growing, right? And right now I feel like I'm growing emotionally and mentally, because it's really not about making it for me now, as opposed to understanding what is happening right now. Like, I know mentally and logically what can happen if I do certain steps in this business. Logically, I know exactly what's going to happen, because I see it happening in our office. But a lot of that hasn't happened to me. And then that's where I had to take in the inventory of what's going on with me, how am I feeling about this, is it my mental aspect of my business? What is going on, right? So in the last couple months, I think that's what I've come to at this point. So now I'm taking more of an initiative. Like, if I have to present in front of a new group of people that come to our office, I'm starting to take it. So if my trainer says, Jacob, man, this is what you need to do, I'm like, you know what? I don't know how this is all going to play out, but you know what? I'm going to try. If at the end of the day, I don't make it, I don't want to stop doing something because I didn't feel comfortable doing everything. Now, if I do everything that was asked of me to my best of my ability and I can't generate it, then I'll feel comfortable with saying, you know, I did my very best, right? So that's where I'm at right now. Right now, I feel a surge of like inspiration within me to say, you know what? No matter what, I'm giving up a lot of hours to be away from my family and do these long drives to be at places right now, even at my old age. Now it's not even about a number. It's just about a mindset of really, I have the capability of doing this. But I have a part of me that's kind of pulling me back to that same mindset of just like, oh, no, you're always Jacob. You're the cool guy. You're the one who works. You just work and do. You just work in the computer lab. You don't do much, but you're always there for your family. That's who you are. Guess what? That isn't who I am. I am more than that. And at this stage, too, I just found out my position is going to go away, right? And now what they're trying to do is, lateral move me to a management position, but I have to qualify for it. And I have to submit an application for it as well. So to me, going back to what it used to be is not an option. And there is nothing left in going backwards. And it's unfortunate because, you know what, I did for a long period of time enjoy where I was at, you know? But it definitely is at a point right now where it's time to move forward and make something happen. And so now I am. Now I'm putting goals out there, week out or a couple of days out, and I'm hitting those goals. They're small, but they're, you know what? This is about building momentum one step at a time. I know that sounds cliche, but it's like for real. I get it now. Well, I get some of it, so, you know. Don't, you know, I know I sound like, hey, man, I got it going on, and parts of me do. But I think the more I get convicted in who I am as a person, which is a strong man, who I am as a father, as a husband, which is strong, you know, and as a friend, and as a human being in this world, outside of the business, I'm a beast as a human being. And I love me, right? Inside the business, now it's, I really want to shape it in a way where it's exactly who I am. Because this job is for real. Sales and selling people protection for their future. Oh, my God. I can't even talk to these people. You know, like, logically, I'm like, in my training appointments, I'm just like sitting there like, dude, you got nothing. You got to protect yourself. And I'm starting to feel that passion of, like, I need to help people, right? And it feels great. So I definitely want to, I know I can push it a little more. I can study a little harder. I can ask more questions. So that's my challenge for myself going forward from here. I'm not where I want to be with my business, but I definitely have a renewed enthusiasm about where I want to go with it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that's where I'm at. If you made it this far, man, I hope that you enjoyed listening, and I hope you guys are still coming back, checking out my old podcast that I recently had, and I hope I'm giving you guys something of value, and I'm still in this, y'all. I'm not quitting. No time soon. As far as my family goes, man, you know, they've adjusted with me, and I know in my business right now, they're all trying to tell you if you can get your wife aligned. I was like, that one's a tough one. So my wife is adamant about, like, oh, I just want to do this. This is just what I want. That's your thing, Jacob. You do that thing. And it's something so far out of the box because she is, to me, what, like, I don't want to say. She is just an American, what Americans how do I say this? I would say she's like, what do you call it? The top 40, what is it? She's pop culture. That's what I'll say. She's pop culture. She's basically a lot of what America was built on and the idea of it. I don't know. That doesn't explain it. But anyways, long story short, she's been a teacher for many years. She feels like life is just that way, and her parents were the same way. They worked at a job for so many years, and it's just a different way of she views what I'm doing. But I know that it's up to me to kind of convert that vision, and that's my mission. Because, again, Rome wasn't built in a night, but guess what? I got a shovel, and I got a rock carver. And I believe that I'm going to make a difference in this. And I believe that, you know, I'm going to make things happen. I'm starting to really, really understand this, start to really get some momentum and conviction in my heart. So hopefully you guys stick with me. Hopefully you guys are still listening. And guess what? Remember, as I always say, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. All right. Till next time, you guys. Take care. Signing off.